This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Barack Obama pledged to make climate change a priority, and today the president's giving a speech explaining how he's going to do it. But with Congress deeply divided about what to do about rising temperatures and melting Arctic ice, the president is expected to tackle some of this through executive order. No Congress needed, Marketplace's Queena Kim reports.
Presidents can order federal employees and agencies to enact regulations without approval from Congress. Alan Lichtman is a history professor at American University. He says throughout history, presidents have used executive orders to make their mark.
The Emancipation Proclamation of Abraham Lincoln was, in effect, an executive order. Harry Truman used an executive order to desegregate the armed forces.
Lichtman says companies and individuals can appeal to the courts, but it's rare that they overturn executive orders. President Obama is expected to use an executive order to enact tougher regulations on power plants fueled by coal. Kevin Book is with Clearview Energy Partners.
You have about 2.3 billion metric tons a year of greenhouse gas emissions from the power sector.
That's about a third of the greenhouse gases produced in the United States. Book doesn't expect the president to issue the order regulating coal plants tomorrow, but he says he'll probably signal that one is coming soon. In San Francisco, I'm Queena Kim for Marketplace.